Alaska has very few local school psychologists. They're trained to evaluate students to see if they qualify for special education services and provide mental health support. But very few work directly for school districts. To fill the gap, UAA professor Hattie Harvey says districts contract with school psychologists instead.
So that often looks like someone from Lower 48 coming up 2 to 3 times a year for special education testing, which is a very small percentage of the capacity of the role of a school psychologist that they could provide.
Alaska is one of 2 states that didn't have an in-state school psychology program. Harvey spearheaded efforts to launch the state's first program at UAA. The goal is to train school psychologists locally in a state where they currently serve more than 3 times the national recommended average of students. But the first cohort of students might struggle to find work immediately after graduating because of licensing requirements. Harvey says state law requires school psychologists to get their license to work in the state in a couple ways.
They can graduate from a NASP-accredited program, which is the National Association of School Psychologists. It's the one accrediting and the only accrediting body for school psychology programs across the nation. And then the second way is graduating from a state-approved program.
Harvey says the university is in the accreditation process. The earliest they can achieve accreditation is in 2029, which is a year after the current cohort is expected to graduate. The State Board of Education makes a decision on approving the program in order for students to be able to get licensed through the state. But the board voted down the approval earlier this month and asked the university to make changes based on their feedback. Students still have an option to apply for a national certification after graduating that would allow them to get licensed in the state. But Harvey says the process is much longer than the other 2 pathways. That can mean students would have to wait a year after graduating before being hired by a district. Board member Catherine McCollum was one of the members who voted against approval. She said at the meeting she was concerned about an article from a sample syllabus that focused on social justice, as well as the structure of the program.
I really do know that we need school psychologists, and I do appreciate the work that they do in the schools. I don't want a program that is designed to create basically activists.
She says she was concerned the program could become overly political or divisive. Sally Stockhausen chairs the board and voted in favor of the program. She's the special education director for the Ketchikan Gateway Borough School District and says school psychologists need to learn about social justice as part of their education.
I would much rather us educate and have graduates leave who know what's out there rather than remove all exposure to these thoughts.
Social justice and advocacy is a part of a framework for practicing school psychology as laid out by NASP. Emily Wendling is a school psychologist for the Anchorage School District and the state's delegate for NASP. She says social justice plays a big role in her daily work, which is largely about supporting student mental health and making sure they have equitable access to education.
A part of that is making sure that we are understanding social justice and helping to prevent barriers or address barriers to students' education and create equitable opportunities for all of our students.
Megan Beatty is one of the students in the new program and works as a special education teacher for the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District. Beatty says the program has already helped her work as a teacher, where she spends her day advocating for her students.
I advocate for my students all day, every day, whether it's working with my co-teachers and trying to get accommodations in place for my students that have special education needs, or if it's working with our counseling department to make sure that my kids' mental health needs are met. Sometimes it's even literally just getting them fed.
She says it's been frustrating to see the board vote down the program.
Yes, we're exposed to different ideologies. We're exposed to different research methods. But ultimately, our job is to advocate for our students and meet their best needs. And so having one article that came up as kind of a primary reason for not approving the program as a whole was really frustrating.
Beatty says she hopes the board will approve the program at its next meeting. She says she wants to stay in the state to continue to support students.
This is home, and Alaska can sometimes get the short end of the stick on resources and everything anyways. So to be able to give back to the state that has raised me and given me the opportunities that I have had in life is really important for me.
The state board is expected to meet again in December. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.